This week's parsha, we learn the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, V'echalto Svata V'rachta. In our previous shiurim, we discussed if the Achiv Midaraisa involves everybody, does it involve women and men? So we discussed the possibilities, if you guys remember, that when it comes to women, there could be a potential issue in them not being involved Daraisa. And that is that... No, I'm sorry. I was almost said the answer. What's the reason? Well, Why wouldn't women be chayv in the mitzvah of what?
Yeah. No, because they're not chayv in the Torah.
Oh. What else? Shuli, what do you think? Al Torah Shlashlim Malantano, Yishkaya. Says, and? What's before Al Torah Shlashlim Malantano? What? Now, Bruce Chosh is Chosam Tzoyner, Yishkoyach. We spoke about Nachos Eretz Yisrael also. So the question is, for the mitzvah, Midoraisa, V'achalta, Svat V'rachta, the Gemara says in Brachos, on Daf Chaf Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Menayin L'Bruchos HaMozon, Acharei Minat Torah, Shana Amar V'achalta, Svat V'rachta, Sashem Elokai. Minayin Shabruchos HaTorah L'Fon Abra, Shana Amar Kishem Atra HaHogod L'Lekenu. So we only have two Brachos in the entire Torah that are Minat Torah. That is Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah, admittingly, has a much weaker, if you will, pasuk. Yishem Hashem HaKol. When I call out to Hashem's name, I'll go do it, bring greatness to Him. Where V'achal Tzol Racht is obvious. And that's how we learn out, as you know, Midoraisa, it's only Kederech Sviya. And that was a nafkamina, whether women could be Yotze a man, if she ate Kedei Sviya and he didn't, the stomach can. And that's V'achal Tzol Racht. So we're going to have the same shiloh in Birchas HaTorah, right? If it's suffix and things like that. So let's be ma'ayin in this. Pashas of the Gemara, that there's a chover to say Birchas HaTorah, is a mitzvah in HaTorah, because of the pasuk mefurash in the Torah. And the hekesh from that, bracha, just like that, also Birchas HaTorah, shows that the mitzvah must be midaraisa. However, the Rabbam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, Monas, Mrs. Birchas HaMazon, Ach, Hishmit, Mitzvah Lebarcha, Birchas HaTorah. The Rambam did not count it as part of the Mitzvah Min HaTorah. Some say because that's under the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, V'chulu. The Ramban, of course, is bothered by this. The Ramban, as we know, major focus is he leaves out Sefer HaMitzvahs, on the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Rambam, what Shechacha, what the Rambam Ki'ilu forgot in his Mitzvahs. Levad Rayim Azeh, this is the Ramban, this is in the Ramban, and he says in Tesvav, Matzati Misa Shachacho Sarav, he forgot something. I'm assuming it's a bit of a play, he doesn't really think he forgot something. Mitzvah Tesvav Shenitzavu Lahodos Lushamo Yidbarech B'chol Eit Shenikra B'torah Al HaTovah HaGadola She'aso Lanu B'tatzto Torato, that he gave us the Torah Aleinu V'yodianu HaMa'asim HaRoitzim L'faneinu She'behem Nachal Chaya The Torah is Elam Haba. That's what we exist on. That's our spiritual food. The Kasher Nitzav Berachal Achar Kol HaOichlim Kach Nitzar Bazeh. Just like being satiated is our physical nourishment, so too the Torah is our spiritual nourishment. Holy Bazeh Shabrachos Torah Lufanah Misasay Midaraisa VeEin Roy LeMenucha. Sorry, VeEin Roy. So the Ramban says this can't be that it's kolel, it's an umbrella to the other mitzvahs. It's a separate mitzvah, just like a chiyas pesach is in chiyas mitzrayim. It's got different mitzvahs, and it has to be a mitzvah for the atzma. So the Ramban clearly says it's a mitzvah min atar. However, the Sefer HaChinuch says the following thing. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tov Lamed says, V'chol shar birchos kulam, every single bracha, except for birchos HaMazon, hey, mitzvah rabbanon. Right? Mistoma, he didn't write birchos rabbanon, but you understand. Chutz mi'achas shehi min ha-Torah, v'hi mefurash b'brachas, v'hi birchos ha-Torah lefaneh. Every single bracha is a bracha min ha-Torah. Every bracha birchos HaMazon is a mitzvah rabbanon, except for what? Except for Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah min HaTorah. Yeah, good. Good. Berachas Hamazon. Berachas HaTorah also. Be'inyon zeh. Shechayavu ha'kel. Baruch hu. Bracha b'kriyas HaTorah lefaneh bezman ha'achrona min ha'doyme. Shehatam lefi shehu. Baruch hu. Lo yishol min ha'choymer. Ha'oivodos lahoidos lo. Rak achas shekibo pras mimeno. I have a question for you. I just read the answer, but you weren't listening, so it doesn't matter. And that is that why is Birchas HaTorah said before and Birchas HaMazon is said after? Meaning the Chiyuv Min HaTorah is before I learn the Torah, and the Chiyuv Min HaTorah is after I eat. What's the difference? Can anybody think what the difference is between the two? Shouldn't it be that Birchas HaTorah is done at the end of the day? When I finish learning, then just like after I finish eating, I should say it. What's the difference between the two?
You're thanking Hashem for giving the strength to what
you're doing. No. Says the Ketev Rachinuch, and I'll read it again. Shehu Baruch Hu. The only time that it is natural for us to say thank you is that if we have our behemti, our animalistic nature, is when we're fulfilled with something, right? If I say to you, the other way around. If the entire 100% of the BNP group comes to me and says, Rebbe, we want to present with you a monetary gift for all the work that you've done this summer for us. And we know you came here, but we want to present something to you, right? So before I get the gift, I might say thank you because I'm a nice person, obviously. But the thank you will be much, much higher level when I actually get the gift, because I see there's something, right? Clearly, right? If I then take the gift and you give me lead from a pencil.
We'll give you as much as your shoe gave us.
So what will I do? I will go ahead and say what? I'll go ahead and say thank you very much, but it won't be a genuine thank you because I'm actually upset that you bought me something so cheap. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, that is the nature of Adam. Aval kriyas HaTorah shu chelek haseichel. But learning the Torah is in the mind. I understand the greatness of the learning of Torah we'll have today. I understand why God put me on this world. And therefore, min haTorah, I can make it before and not after. Why? So again, the physical needs of a person through food is done via eating. And when I eat and I'm satiated, I feel really good, hopefully. And therefore, my benching makes sense. However, when I'm learning Torah, I don't need that spiritual even satiation because I understand before how lucky I am to be able to have this great gift. You hear the difference? Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying that he compared it to, like the Chinuch says, the spiritual and the physical. Right? Spiritual satiation happens before. We understand what spiritual situation is. We thank Hashem when we walk into a shul. There's a minug that a person's right. There's all these matov alecha yachav, all these things that people say before davening. I have a great opportunity here. We appreciate. We understand what that opportunity is. Even though you're about to go to Papagayo's and you understand that that's a great thing, it's not until you're satiated that you'll make the true bracha, which is a bracha min atar, assuming you had bread. Rav Soloveitchik then said, that now explains why Birchas HaTorah is done before, and when there's a break between Birchas HaTorah. I'll give you an example. Rachman al-Islam, lo aleinu, I hate to say this example. Tomorrow morning, you daven at 5:45 in the morning, and you're on your way, and you're traveling home, and Wallen wants to stay up, so Wallen decides that he's going to put on some that disgusting music that you're playing in the car on the way to Speedway, and you're playing it, whatever you want to call it, and you're playing it and playing and playing, and you didn't learn, you get to learn, and now you get home and your parents are so happy to see you because they haven't seen you in like 3 days, and they're hugging you and kissing you, the guys are out, and then you're so hungry because you didn't have lunch, and you have lunch, and you have dinner, and then finally you go to Mincha, And you realize, oh my God, after all the things that happened today, I didn't get to learn so much. So I ask Rav Soloveitchik, why then don't you have to make a new Birchos HaTorah? You made Birchos HaTorah in the morning, okay? You had a break of 8 hours of not learning anything. Why don't you require a new Birchos HaTorah? You would if it was food. So says Rav Soloveitchik the following example. You have a woman who has a baby, and after 3 months she's got to go to work. So she puts the baby in the child care, especially it's a first baby. Now she goes to work. He says, Eina Hanami, she's at work. Nobody will argue with you. But her mind, you know where her mind is? It's on the baby. I hope the baby okay. I hope I didn't make a mistake. I hope the person who's watching, I hope it, the whole time you think about it. It talks about latent you know, feelings, and but you're there. Birchas HaTorah is that you're always supposed to be involved in Torah. I like to say also, there's always shilas that are coming up. Right? You're not learning Torah, but you're just a tefillas haderech. You're not learning Torah, but you're listening to music that has psukim in it. You're not learning Torah, but a shilas comes up at work that you have to call it. So you're learning Torah. You're supposed to be acting in a way, and that's why. So says the Sefer Chinuch, that's a miyucha. That's a spiritual nourishment that you don't need afterwards, and that's why we say it before. Good? Great. So now let's understand. The Rishonim have a machlekes. If the chayv of Birchas HaTorah is midaraisa and midarabanan, it appears to the Rambam it's midarabanan only. V'chein, that's the Shagas Ari holds this way. V'chein, the Minchas Chinuch. But the Ramban and the Chinuch here holds that the Mashmos of the Gemara seems to be clear that it's not a Hekesh that is a midarabanan, it's midaraisa. Just like the Chaltasat in our process is midaraisa, so too. Kishem Hashem Akra by Birchos HaTorah is Midaraisa. Got it? Fashteis? Yerushkoyach. Oh. However, comes the Orach HaShulchan with a bomb of a teretz to why the Rambam didn't count it. Right? Again, the Ramban seems to infer that the Rambam sometimes didn't like to include, you know, you only had 613 mitzvahs. So you had to figure out how to do 650 mitzvahs. So Baruch Hashem, any of you that's read any Sefer HaMitzvahs, whether it's the Smag or the Bahag, the Smag or the Sefer HaMitzvahs Katan, or you read the Chinuch or the Minchas Chinuch, or you went, you know, Rav Sadia going, there's so many and they're all different. So the Rambam, one could argue, had klalim, had obvious statements. There's something called Torah, Talmud Torah. Obviously, it involves Birchos HaTorah. Obviously, how can you learn Torah without Birchos HaTorah? Okay. But here, the Orach HaShulchan and Siman Men Zayin says something fundamental to the understanding of the Rambam. Listen to what he says. V'chol ha'goyid l'masumichem l'dvarav. Anybody who reads the Ramban, Shabrichazu, hu min ha'Torah. V'teim al ha'Rambam. Shalomana mitzvazu. Bevadei svir lehu. Shabrichazu. He midrabanan kechol brachos. The Ramban seems to infer, like the Shagas Aryeh, that why did the Ramban count this midaraisa? He can't just say it's part of another mitzvah; it must be to midrabanan. So you have to understand how can the Ramban not count this midaraisa? It's so obvious as a pasuk. So says the Orach HaShulchan and the Asdaiti, Eino Kain. It's not like this. Gam haRambam sfirulei shehi min haTorah ki mevurim el shas. Of course, the Rambam holds this midaraisa. The Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Chof Aleph, just like, right? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, minayin lebirchos haTorah min haTorah, acharei vechal tzodam, minayin lebirchos haTorah lefaneh min haTorah. How can you not say what's min haTorah mean? So says the Orach HaShulchan, Ella disvirolei shezeu chelek michelkei hamitzvos delimud Torah umitzvos achas he. That the Rambam, when he learned out the mitzvahs that I just explained, and I thought is inferred from the Ramban, is that there's a mitzvah in HaTorah to learn Torah, which obviously includes Birchos HaTorah. So of course the Rambam holds that as midaraisa. He's not going to have a separate mitzvah for the obvious. Okay? Others infer this, and maybe that's the way you can read it into the Ramban, as I said. Lemaisa. Rav of Peskim, even the Rishonim, say that the Birchos HaTorah is min haTorah, with the nafkamina being, right? What happens if something's misupas? Whether I said Birchos HaTorah. If it's min haTorah, then what? Then he has to really repeat Birchos HaMazon today. Right? You had your rolls. And now one of you, I tell you, you know, we had rolls. Oh my God. We had rolls today. I forgot the bench. I can't believe it. Rebbe, I need a few minutes. I'm going across the street. I'm going to do, as you're walking, wait a minute. I think I did bench. I don't know if I benched. Did I bench? Did I not bench? So what's halacha? If the same thing was about ala michya and it was waffle day, so what's the halacha? You don't repeat. Right? You don't repeat. If it's midaraisa, suffik brachos, lahakel only applies to derabana. But here, suffik brachos, lachumra, only by two mitzvahs, by birchas haTorah and birchas hamazon. Birchas hamazon, we're sure of. Birchas haTorah, aliba to the Rambam, if you don't read the Rambam, or you read the Rambam like the Shagas Aryeh, then maybe you don't. And that's a huge nafka mina. The Shagas Aryeh, as we quoted before, let's look at the Shagas Aryeh inside, in Simon Chaf Hey says, who cares whether it's deraisa or derabanan? How does that affect my life? Why are you bothering me, Rabbi Hartstein? The answer is, suffik brachas lahakel, suffik brachas lakula. Imsach lichzor umafsik, sar misafik, kol gimel brachas, or bracha achas mian. Which one? Fine, I believe you, Rabbi Hartstein. I don't know if I made brachas lahakel this morning. So now, I'm going to say brachas lahakel. Well, three or one? How many brachas Torah do you have in the morning? Three! The Gemara in brachas Tachav Alf infer that all three of the brachas doesn't seem so, in my humble opinion. I don't know. It has to be only one. According to the Shagas Aryeh, which bracha do you make? Asher Baruch Abanu is the one. Because that is the one that encompasses all brachas. Asher Kedushat HaMitzvot, you want to last with the story, is nice. Arif, no, it's nice, but this is Koila. And the raya that he brings to Shagas Aryeh is, what do we do when we have Birchas HaTorah? I'm sorry, what do we do when we have Kriyas HaTorah? Which one of these brachas do we say? Asher Baruch Abanu. So what does that show us? That must be the Mula Kalotzan. So Nafkamina Lalach, according to Shagas Aryeh, don't worry, we'll get to Halacha Lamais in a second. Shagas Aryeh holds that if this morning I was so tired because I was up so late last night from Color War 2016, yellow winning because of me, it was a difference of 50 points, and I voted for yellow for the banner, and I assume that's how they won. And they won by 50 points in my fine. Because of the fact that my daughter was on the team, I had a shiloh, it was a shiloh in the poiskim. Because I had my daughter on the yellow team, and I had my two other kids on the red team, and the two little day camp kids on the red team. So it was four against one. So I should have voted for the red team, right? But I said my daughter would feel it worse. So I voted for that. No, I also thought the banner was better. Fine. So according to the Shagas Aryeh, only Birchas HaTorah of Asher Baruch Abanu is midaraisa, because that's kol everything. Interesting. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Mem Zayin, Ayin Makshikos B'Shagas Aryeh, Seif Chaf Dalet, I found it in Chaf Hei, Sheh Birchas HaTorah Min HaTorah L'chein, In Nistapek Lo, In Birch Birchas HaTorah Chozer Mevarech, Mikol Makam, Kevin Shu Safek, Lo Yevarech, Ela Birchas Asher Baruch Abanu, Shei Hamu'ula B'Birchas, Kidi Isa B'Gamara. How can he say that? How can the Shari Chuba say not to? Hello, hey Maharamban, Beachinach, Bearashva, Vihulu says that the Midaraisa, so the Birchas HaTorah Min HaTorah. Yadua, She'ayin Shmisha, Ayin Mevarach, Birchas HaTorah, Godom Oy. How do you know it's Godom Oy? It's what we said a few weeks ago. What? The reason why the Ronisham kicked us out of basement Lashenu by its Rishon, shall Birchu Bator Tchila Gemara Nadarim. So what? What do you say about that? So what? You're going to destroy this Hamikdash shall Birchu Bator Tchila, says the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. Because they don't have the Ma'ila of the Mu'ula of understanding how beautiful the Torah is. that is bad. And fundamentally, we believe it's midaraisa, like Rod Rishonim, Rod Vachronim, Rod Vapaiskim. So then, of course, you have to repeat it. What do you have to repeat? Mishnah Berurah agrees, halacha lemaisa, you only would peek Hashem Baruch Rabbanu. This could happen to you. You know, you wake up so, you know, so early in the morning, you have to go to a 5:55 minyan, Rabbanu Shalom, that this could be halacha lemaisa. Yalkut Yosef, Ravadi Yosef, right, says the following thing. You're not going to believe this. Please, don't go crazy. Yeshomim, Shabirchas Torah Min HaTorah, Uladat Ham, Mishim Nistapik, Im Birech Birchas HaTorah, Olo, Yesho Levarech Misach. Good? V'yesh Cholkim, V'omim, Shabirchas Torah Min HaTorah, Udvarehem, Im Nistapik, Im Birech Birchas HaTorah, Olo, Eino Chos Levarech. Shkoyach, you know, little review. And the Kaimalan Safik Brachas Lahake Lufika Haikir Ladina Shim Nistapik Imbirech Bechosatoro Lo Eino Choser Umivarech Eino Choser Umivarech Vim Yeshua Echad Shadayan Lo Birech Bechosatoro Yvakish Mimeno Bahotsu Lechabe Chabasa. Right? So I can go up to somebody who I know didn't say Birchas HaTorah and ask them. Megamu Yitzhami, let's say Yidei Chavasa. V'yatsa Yidei Chavasa Misupak V'shmiya V'en Yotzim She'yotza Oysa Yidei Chavasa V'im Ein Mi She'yotza Chor Hanochen She'yidon Da'ato Let's say Yidei Chavasa Birchas Ahavas Oilam V'fnei Kriyashma. It's too late now, let's say. But fine. So Halacha L'maisa Yotzim Midineinu Mi Amir Haseini. The following difficult, I'll be honest with you. This Yalka Yosef I have a little bit of trouble with. But says Rav Avad Yosef, he feels that because there is a strong machloikas, not a machloikas that is a mute, where you have a das yachid, you have the Ramban that reads the Rambam the way that it is in the Shagas. So he says that he thinks that therefore you shouldn't. Now we learned already, and I don't have the full breadth, as of course Rav Avadya did, of every single Rishon and Achron how they hold. But it seems to be quite stacked up that Birchas HaTorah is Min HaTorah, and therefore even the Shakas Aryeh, who quotes that the Rambam holds as Min Derabanan, says you should say Asher Baruch Rabbanu if you're Mesupak whether you said it or not. Interesting? Yes. We Mestama hold like the Mishnah Berurah, who doesn't understand the Shari Tshuva, who says like this Ke'ein Safik Brachas Lahakel. Rav Avadya gives practical solutions to what to do, but they don't help us always, right? Which is, oh, so you go now to the next minyan, you say, excuse me, wait, did you not say Birchas HaTorah? Be Motzimi. Yeah, you could do that, like we do in Shavuos morning. And number two, he says Ava Sodom, but maybe you said Ava Rabba, right? You're holding at 10:30 in the morning. Now I didn't know if I said Birchas HaTorah or not. So what do? Mishnah Berurah seems to say, you say Asher Baruch Rabbanu only, and Rav Avadya seems to disagree with that. Very, very interesting halacha l'maisa. How a person would hold if they're mesupa. What we see miyotzmi devarenu, just like we have in our parsha of Echal Tosvat Devarach L'Shem Elokecha, is a very, very important bracha. Midoraisa. So too, the Gemara seems to infer that min HaTorah you also chayav in Birchas HaTorah. We had a nafkamina lahalacha, whether or not it's mesupa. If he's not sure whether or not he said Birchas HaTorah, whether he should say it again. Obviously, if he knows that he didn't, he should. No question about that. Birchas HaTorah is a fundamental mitzvah that could be. And possibly is, and probably is, Min HaTorah. And therefore, a person has to be exceedingly careful not only to say it every morning, but to say it with great kavana, just like we do Birchas HaMazon. Because of the suffix, whether or not what Birchas HaTorah is, which we won't have time to review, so we have the minhag, of course, of saying some psukim after, some mishnayis after, so we're zoche to learn right afterwards, just in case. The type of bracha that it is, it's not just a bracha shevach v'odah, but it may be a bracha hananim, and therefore you have to say something right afterwards to be yotze zayin, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah right away, because maybe to be Torah satzfila, it wouldn't be good enough, even though the Gemara says that Shema is b'torah satzfila. That is a very important afkinim ala halacha. If we learned anything from this morning's 30-minute halacha, it is one thing, and that is bracha Torah is extremely important, and we should treat it as important and say it with great kavana, understanding that not only is it an important bracha and the only of two brachas that are in the Torah, it is definitely a direct correlation to the statement that I believe that the Torah is special, that God picked our nation from all other nations to have the Torah, to learn the Torah, to act in a way that follows the Torah, and that makes us miyuchad, and that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, because they didn't have that importance. Even though they learned Torah, they didn't do it in understanding how special and unique the nation of Israel is when they were given this mitzvah.